Thank you for holding. Is this Thomas?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hey, Thomas, I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. My name's John. I'm the director here. I know you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions for me about the listing or how any of it works?
No, I think she pretty much ran over it pretty well.
Okay. Yeah, she's one of my better representatives. She usually does a good job of explaining it. She just wants me to go over some price. She said you had some questions for me about the first page placement. She just sent me a message.
Yeah, like what's the price of the spot that you have open? And I would also like to get a price so when somebody searches up land clearing, I'm the first one that pops up.
Okay. Well, that's what we were calling about, but you wouldn't be the first one. There's three guys that show up there next to the map. So how you're
It
listed
should be
one.
All American Land Management.
Yep.
There's another one too. He should be
Yeah.
up top.
You know. You know who's up there.
I know him. I know him personally. I know how he rolls.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So here, we could level the playing field though. Like we could put you up there with them, but we'll have to build up your reviews and things like that just to kind of get you on the same,
Yeah.
batting average, I guess I should say.
Absolutely.
All right. You don't have a website at all?
I do not.
Okay.
I know, which is a real kicker right now.
I'll see what I can do
But I
for
just.
you. You've been in business for
It's
how
okay.
long?
Legally, this business, just a couple months, if
Okay.
that.
Okay. I'm gonna apply a new in business credit, get it down for you. Yeah, I sent you a link to the pricing page, but the major benefit to you is that Google Places placement. I'm seeing you got a couple other things out there too, though. You're paying per lead right now with Home Advisor by Angi?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
am.
How do you like that?
I'm not gonna lie. They had a 300 for 300 going on, and a lot of these places are so freaking expensive, dude.
Yeah.
Like one of these places I was talking to was like 2,500 a month, which was
Oof.
what one of my guys went through. So it's
Yeah.
working out really good for him. He's like, dude, I spent my last dime on this company, and he's like, it's taken me places, but I can't freaking do that. That's nuts.
Yeah. 25 is way expensive. Definitely won't be in that range. I'll let you know that right out of the gate. But Home Advisor by Angi, the reason I was asking you about those guys is because they put themselves on Google. And so they're like on the first page. They don't have a Google Places placement quite like this one. But they are on the first page of Google, and that's where most of their leads come from. And they resell the lead. So, you're basically buying leads that started out on Google. But the problem is they'll sell the lead to like three or four people at a time. And they charge you the lead fee even if you don't get it. So what my
I
customers said,
know.
well, if you get one of these Google Places placements though, you don't have that problem. You're up there as a top recommended option, even above where the Home Advisor listing shows, and they could just call you directly as a live call.
Which is exactly why I went with the $300 thing. I figured if the $300 runs up and I don't make no money on it, I can pretty much tell them to fuck off and I don't have to deal with them anymore.
Yeah, I mean that's true. Same with our service, it's month to month, but the hard part about getting on the first page of Google is more the availability, especially at this time of the year. Guys are very reluctant to let go of a position at peak season,
Oh, they're not gonna.
Well, they did, obviously. That's why we're having this conversation.
Very true, very true, very true.
They relocated, actually, so it wasn't that they wanted to let go of it. It was just they're not within the service area anymore that they were PIN verified in. But there's a link to the pricing there. There's a package called our Platinum Package. That's the one that comes with the website as well. It also has some other bells and whistles like Facebook advertising, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Amazon Alexa voice search results. It's one of our most popular packages for a startup business just because it's kind of like a one-stop shop. It covers all your bases and you have multiple different ways of generating leads without having to pay per lead or click or call. It also has a tracking system, which business owners like to be able to prove like what they're making off of us each month. What I was thinking I could do, I could put you on the Platinum package, but it's advertised at $599. I could reduce the pricing by 50% to get you down to just $299. It's our essential pricing structure, the lowest package we have. And then also, you'll see in the fine print, we usually have a setup fee that goes towards like buying the domain name for your website, getting your account set up, the keyword research and optimization. what I was thinking I could do is I could waive that setup fee for you too, Thomas, just to kind of jumpstart you. It sounds to me like you've already invested a lot of money in the Home Advisor as it is. But I would lock you in at that rate too. So if you came on board with us today, you know, it'd be $299 out the door. And then if you want to keep using our services each month, it'll stay $299, but you'll have everything in that platinum bundle.
Platinum bundle. I'm trying to find it. Hang on.
It's the very last one down. It has a little ribbon around. It says most popular. You got to scroll like past our Google partner badge and everything.
Okay. Google Places, Being Local, Facebook. So you guys do all my advertising on for Facebook?
Yep. Yeah, we do a biweekly post on Facebook. It's a remarketing campaign too. So if they look up anything relevant to lawn care or landscaping and then they hop on Facebook, it'll follow them as like a pop-up to the right, those sponsored ones. And then also if they're doing like an active search, if they type in lawn care or landscaping, it'll show on Facebook too. But the major benefit to you, Thomas, is the first page placement on Google. I mean, that's where like 90% of your leads
come from. Dude, I know.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Like nine times out of 10, that's where the lead's going to come from.
But, and I keep hearing this from everyone. I just need to fucking bite the bullet, don't I?
Well, I mean, yeah. So the long-term benefits of it is really where it comes into play. Like even if you stopped using our services at some point and you still have like reviews, a Google business profile, a website, those are tools you're going to want just from a credibility perspective. Like even if you met somebody out and about through word of mouth or, you know, we're trying to recommend them your services, they're going to want to look you up, you know, to be able to see who you are and that you're a real company. So there's a huge credibility factor in that. And then having the first page placement is just going to really expose you to a lot of people right at the moment that they're looking for what you do.
So your company, you work for Local Splash, obviously.
Yeah. But we're partnered with Google.
Are you guys, right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, like we're right next to Google. If you look up Google Building 1 and you look up Local Splash, it's literally just right across the highway from us. They oversee all our operations, record our conversations, make sure I'm not promising you 100 jobs.
Right.
Yeah.
We're in a pretty good area that if you get this, you get my name out there, it's...
Yeah, so there's a system called Google Analytics. I don't know if you ever heard of that before, but it's free to the public. And just in the last 30 days, it says that, well, this is a 40-mile radius around this 33565 zip code. They're saying there was 1,812 searches for lawn care. So I'm not saying we're going to get you 1,812 phone calls or anything like that, but even if you're only able to capitalize on like 1% of the business that's out there, it'd make a pretty significant difference for your company.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And it'll pay for itself, too, with the clients that it brings in each month.
Let's see. I'm just trying to figure out. So what did you say you could get that price for, that platinum monthly?
Yeah, so I can give you everything in that platinum bundle for $299, the essential package price, and then I would waive the setup fee. So today it would just be $299 out the door to secure that spot. You'll be secured until July 17th. If you want to continue at that time, it'll stay $299 for as long as you're with us because I'll lock you in at that discounted pricing structure.
Fuck. It's usually $600.
Yeah. And actually, your competitors are paying full price for the platinum bundle.
So that's like $1,000.
Well, I'm saving you $600 off the initial investment. And that's with a new business credit and then waiving the setup fees because I saw you were doing Home Advisor. And then I'm saving you about $300 every month moving forward by locking you in at that rate. So what I'm hoping happens is you compare it to Home Advisor. We blow them out of the water. You use this as your sole marketing strategy moving forward. And then, you know, maybe after a couple months because it's peak time, I don't know if you hire some guys or something like that, but then we could always, like, expand, maybe do a bigger campaign with some Google ads or incorporate our Google Guarantee program. You know, there's ways we can grow the business later if you hire some people.
Okay.
But we want to become a long-term solution for you, even though it's a month-to-month service we're offering.
No, I hear you.
Yeah. But we're only going to get there if, you know, we get in there and make sure it's working. We got to find the formula that works best for you, which keywords are going to generate you the most phone calls.
Okay. All right, so down here I'm reading it said all packages require an additional blah blah. We're waiving that, and it says 2 month contract required.
Yeah, so we're gonna go month to month. This will be month to month. So you're not gonna require a 2 month contract, but I definitely recommend that if you're starting from scratch, that you try it for at least 2 months.
Oh, I totally agree.
Yeah. So verbal. So it's like a verbal. Like I recommend you do it for 2 months. But it's in your service agreement. It's not going to require that you commit to two payments. We're just going to go 1 month at a time. And we want to earn each payment. So, obviously, the only way we're going to get paid next month is if you get paid this month. We just get in there and make sure it's working for you and walk you through it. I'll tell you, $299 is a lot more affordable than hiring somebody to stand outside and spin a sign.
or go
door knocking for you. So, you know. Having the availability is really the hard part about these spots. It's not so much, oh, does it make business sense? It's more so just once we hit.
Now, what's this optimized landing page?
It's the website. So that'd be a .com. We'll actually purchase a domain, like build you a custom website design.
And what does that cost? That's all part of the package.
That's part of the service, Thomas, yeah. So that's within the $299. We'll build that for you.
And if I don't get this now, I'm probably not going to have another spot open, huh?
Well, we're trying to fill it, like, as soon as possible. We just got the notification that it opened up. So usually when a spot opens up, we get a list of guys that they consider qualify for the placement. And then I have reps like Tara that you spoke with in the beginning of the call. And they just go down the list until we find the guy that wants to fill the spot. And once we fill it, we close out the category. We'll be at our max capacity. We can't work with anybody else unless one of these other guys like discontinues their placement or moves to a different area.
I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do.
Well, I mean, you do use Google, right?
I know.
Yeah, it's no different for your customers.
I just spent $300 yesterday, though.
Oh, geez. That, you signed up with HomeAdvisor yesterday, or is that something else, like business related?
That fucking Angie Lead shit.
Angie's Leads, HomeAdvisor by Angie, yeah.
Well, no website, no...
Yeah, you might be biting the bullet and cutting it pretty thin this month, but, you know, you got to think long-term about the company. You're going to have a lot of answers here over the next month or two. So, you know, especially if you compare them side by side. And I'm sure you'll be a lot happier with this. I mean, you don't want to pay a lead fee for every single call you get for the business, even if you don't get a job from it. That's not a long-term solution for anybody. You could burn through $299 on HomeAdvisor by Angie in like a week if you just get like 8 to 10 leads, I think.
Oh, Angie's calling me right now. Send a voicemail.
Yeah, those guys are crazy. They send a lead and it's like, here's a number, and then, you know, charge your bank account. It's wild. It's almost like gambling is what I compare that to. It's like you pay before you really know 100% what you're going to get. And then like you it's like buying a scratcher at the liquor store. You know, you scratch it off, you find out if you win or lose. But either way, you still pay the lead fee. It's crazy.
So I'm going to be completely honest with you. I've not heard of this website. Doesn't mean anything. I'm not familiar with Local Splash.
Oh, yeah, just look us up. We've been around for 20 years. I'm not a new company by any means. We got a bunch of reviews. There's over 5,000 accumulated reviews on us online across different platforms.
Let's see what we got going on here.
Yep.
Boom. Pop right up.
Yep. So you'll see like 4.2 on Google, 979 reviews.
So are you actually in California?
Yeah. Yeah, we're in Fountain Valley, California. And then the Google building one's in Irvine, California. So we're right here in Orange County, like right on the other side of the freeway from the actual Google headquarters. Right by the police station. Yeah, and then if you scroll down, there's like Bird Eye and some other ones out there too. Where, I don't know where it went. We had one from featured customers, had like 1,500 reviews on it from like actual business owners that we worked with. It was a 4.9 out of 5. But yeah, we're in Fountain Valley. It's actually cool because you can kind of see like inside our offices on here. I forgot.
Really?
About that. Yeah, like on our Google Business profile. I actually haven't looked at these in a while.
Man.
Looks like one of our clients posted a picture from a job he did on our page. That's funny. The main thing that you look for, though, when you click on our website, there's a little badge that'll say Premier Google Partner. And if you click on it, it'll take you to google.com/partners. And that's what you'd want to verify. There's only a few Google partners in the United States that are authorized to, or that get access to those Google Places listings. So that's like solely what Google has us do is our role as their partner is to host these listings, make sure it's working for you guys, so that way you continue to use it each month. That's where how they get paid is the business owners across the U.S. that pay for these advertisements. It's about 85% of Google's income, believe it or not. Like, a lot of the stuff the YouTubers get paid for is actually coming from Google advertising.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. Like, people are like, oh, how did Mr. Beast get all this money? And he's not just from doing YouTube videos. Like, Google owns YouTube. They have just a monopoly just from being like a modern-day Yellow Pages for anytime somebody pulls their phone out of their pocket. You know, the business owners on the other end are like, paying Google to show up first. Like, have us show up in front of Pizza Hut. It's like, it's crazy, actually. It happens in every industry across the United States and in every geographic location. So, you know, you get these, like, little pockets of competition everywhere. And then you have these guys that do, like, national campaigns, too, which is kind of nuts. But it's fun. I like doing what I do. I've been doing this for 12 years. I've seen a lot of guys who just like, I have a business idea, and then they go from like, I have a business idea and I'm just getting started to like, I have 6 crews. I'm making a bunch of money. I'm going on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's always fun.
Well, let me get back with you. I'm going to do some thinking on this, and I'll definitely let you know.
Okay. What's
it might be
back?
Gone. Spending that money.
Yeah, I hear you. I was like, it seemed like you were leaning towards it, and then you kind of bailed at the end here.
I know.
It's okay, but I'm sending you like a link to the website so you could see the website alone. If you were to just buy like the site, it'd be $750, and then there's a hosting fee, which could be anywhere from $25 to $50 a month. So if you really think about it, like if you got to justify that $299 to yourself, the website, like the Facebook ads, the creating and verifying your Google business profile, not to mention the optimization of that page, like all the work that's going into it, we're actually going to save you probably over $1,000 on what it would cost to do all of this individually. And then obviously you still have to have that first page placement. So really I'm only charging for the first page placement and then including all this other stuff for you just to make sure that, you know, you don't have to go spending money somewhere else or have 100 different bills floating around.
Right.
How many clients do you think we have to bring you in order for you to make your money back?
Probably not that many.
Well, I mean, it just depends.
I'll have that money back in one job. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. You're thinking I'm crazy.
That's
I'm just
beautiful.
A fucking tight ass with my money, dude. I mean, I've literally got money sitting here, you know.
It's kind of like this. As a business owner in 2024, you're really doing yourself a disservice in not having a site or even a verified Google business profile. Like, the first page placement's one thing, and I get that. Like, obviously, that's going to be the main moneymaker and why a lot of people even sign up for these kind of services. But, like, the long-term benefits, like, you want to be findable online in a way that's not through Home Advisor. If you look up Blade Cutters and Clearing Bros, like, it's all going to end up, they're seeing that Home Advisor by Angie's listing, and, you know, they get turned into a lead, sold to you, you know, then you get charged. So, you know,
they're going to owe them bastards money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, in the grand scheme of things, you might think, oh, I'm not going to spend more money right now, but actually, if you don't do this, you're going to wind up spending a lot more money. You get what I'm saying? Like, just from buying leads or buying your own website or, you know, the time that it's going to take.
Here's the problem. If I get off the phone with you right now, I'm not going to have this $299 on the table again. It's not going to happen. Not for a website, not for – I mean, it might,
well,
but –
yeah, I mean, the stars have to align. Like, you have to have a spot open up. You have to have a premier Google partner call you off the qualified candidates list, and then you got to have a guy that's going to – try to work with you to get the pricing down that far for all those products and features. I mean, you could pay $299 and just get the first page placement, because that's about what we charge.
Well, that's what,
just for the
that's
placement.
What I'm saying, that, you know, why are you cutting 50%?
Well, I'm really not. So I'm charging you full price for the placement, but I'm throwing in a lot of other features, really. It's almost like I'm only charging you for the essential package, but I'm throwing in all the bells and whistles that I can. And the reason I'm doing that personally is, like, one, I see you already spent money on some other things and your business is new and it's already hard enough. But two, I would rather you have your website built through us than another company, because if we're already hosting your first page placement and Google says, like, hey, you know, he switched this on his Google business profile, or he switched his hours, now you have to switch the hours on the website so it matches up. Instead of me having to, like, call you, tell you to tell your website guy to change it and then wait for it to happen before we can repost the listing, you know what I mean? It's just a lot easier if we have it all under one roof. Yeah. Same thing with, like, the Facebook, like, the AI, everything has to match up, because if one thing's wrong, even if it's just, like, a letter on your address, it will suspend the listings until it can verify that we're not giving the potential customers, like, the wrong information. So, through my experience, I would rather have somebody on a platinum bundle where I could have access to all those listings if need be and make sure there's no discrepancies, versus just doing the first page placement. Because if we run into those hurdles, then it's, like, more time, more loops we got to jump through, and business owners don't like that. They just want to focus on the job that they're working and, you know, getting good reviews from the clients and taking care of that side of it. They don't want to sit down with us on the computer and get all into this stuff.
My biggest worry is how quick, you know, how fast am I going to get a lead, you know? And I know you can't sit here and tell me, you know, oh, yeah, dude, you're going to have a lead in a week, or you're going to have a lead in a month.
Well,
you know,
the reason we're able to offer it month to month is because usually they do start seeing return on investment in that first month, where they're able to, it's paying for itself and they're able to continue to pay for it. But month two, things really pop, because you don't have to go through the setup process again. We don't have to build your website or do your Google verification, all the things it takes just to get it up and running again once we already have you up there. So, you know, you'll see ROI in the first month, but month two is where everything's really going to come to fruition and you're going to be like, I'm happy I did this, you know. And then by that time, you're talking mid-July.
We're probably going to go with it.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I'm telling you. All I'm asking is to, you know, give us a shot so that way I can show you exactly how it works. And I have no doubt if you compare it to Home Advisor by Angie's, we'll blow those guys out of the water. It's an easy choice.
Yeah, no, dude, it's a really good deal with that platinum bundle for that half price.
Yeah, and the goal, like I said, is we want to work with you guys long term. So, yeah, we're offering it to you month to month. We're cutting the price. We're not going to see any profit from a package like this unless you get to month three or four. So, take that as, like, a vote of confidence that you're still going to be with us in 3 or 4 months, you know?
All right. And at the end of the day, you know, I mean, I've got the $300 a month to spend, but if you were coming here, sitting here telling me you're going to charge me $600 a month. I'm like, fuck that. And then you still got the setup fee, you know?
Yeah. Normally the initial investment is $898 for a platinum bundle, and then it's $599 monthly. And those go all day long. Like, so I have sales like that on a regular basis where I don't have to convince the business owner for 30 minutes like we're doing right now.
Yeah. Fucking crazy to me.
A lot of them know. They're just like, okay, you know, especially if they've gotten these calls over the years where it's like, okay, yeah, it's been like 12 months since the last time one of you guys called me. I wish I would have did it last time. Let me go just jump on it, you know. And so
I'm 21 years old, dude. I quit my 9-to-5 job to do this. So,
well then, yeah, you gotta go all in. You can't half A.
This is why we're on the phone for 30 minutes.
Yeah. No, it's okay. But it's good to learn. And I appreciate you saying that, because I always say, like, the guys who are educated on it and know what we're doing for their company are usually
aren't worried about it.
Yeah, they're not worried about it. Exactly. They're usually the happiest customers, because they know, like, hey, I'm getting a good deal on that. If I were to hire a guy to build a website for me, you know, just with the man hours alone, it's going to cost you way more than that. And then, you know, like having a marketing guy in-house, it would cost you thousands of dollars a month. And we bring you, you know, equal to or greater service for pennies on the dollar, just because we're a Google partner and we do it on a large scale.
So as far as the website goes, how long does that usually take you guys to get up?
Yeah, like 3 to 5 days. But we want your input on it, too. Like, there would be a client interview. So if I sign you up right now, we'd do the client interview either later today or tomorrow. And then, you know, you give us a general idea on how you want it to look. And then it takes us about 3 days, 3 business days, to get that draft done. So by Thursday or Friday, we'll send it over to you. And then any changes or revisions you want to make, you know, it's part of the service because we include hosting.
Okay, so let's say you search up land clearing in the area, and I'm going to pop up where on Google?
Yeah, there's a map that'll pop up there. You see it? It's like little red dots on it, and then there's 3 top recommended guys next to the map. You'll be right there. It's Google Places. We do also do Google Ads and Google Guarantee. If you want to be in like that sponsored section at the top, or the ones that say Google Guaranteed, but you know, one's pay-per-lead, the other one's pay-per-click.
Where would I be at? I'm sorry.
It's okay. So you just typed in land clearing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You scroll down. You see the map?
Yeah. It says Top Notch Tree Service, so the third one.
Yep. That's it. Those guys right here next to the map. And so, like, the website, we'll create that. You'll have that where that little logo is, has the globe. We'll have a hyperlink to that, so if they click it, it'll take them to your site, so you have a site there. If you're on a mobile device, it'll have the click-to-call feature, the little phone icon. That's live link to your mobile device. Like, we don't have any other number. It's your number, and if they click on that, it's calling you live. So you're getting live calls in real time from somebody in your area that just looked up a service that you provide. It doesn't get any... doesn't get any better than that.
No, it doesn't. It's really convenient.
Yeah, and we live in a world of instant gratification, you know. By the time people are looking up lawn care, landscaping, it's like they've clearly already made up their mind to hire a guy and have somebody come out and help them.
All right. Let's see. So I'm trying to see if I have any more questions for you. Let me get back on that thing and see what...
The real question is, do I have any other lead fees, click fees, call fees, or charges that are going to pop up on me throughout the month? That's the real question.
That's the real.
Yeah, and the answer is no. And that's a huge benefit to our service, because a lot of companies out there that do marketing, it's like pay-per-lead, pay-per-click, pay-per-call. Even our Google Guarantee and our Google Ads guys, those are pay-per-lead and pay-per-click listings. So... these Google Places ones, you don't have to pay per lead, click, or call, and that's another reason why they're pretty highly sought after.
Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, I am going to ask if I can get, you know, obviously I'm gonna do this, but if I could get something saying from you that it's going to be month to month.
Oh, yeah. Every client gets it in writing. Yeah. There's an initial invoice that we send you, and it has an outline of the agreement, and you have to sign off on it, like, while I have you on the line here. So I could send you, like a dummy copy of it right here.
Yeah.
But when we finish your sign up right here, it'll actually send you like the real one with the numbers on it. This one's just kind of like the blank version.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it says I agree, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though it's month to month, we still always document, hey, you know, you paid us for this, and this is everything we're going to deliver on our end.
Right, right.
That's just standard.
Okay. Do you have any kind of idea of what the website's going to look like?
Oh, yeah. I texted it to you. If you go in there, it says my site / demo.
Okay. I see it.
Yep. And these ones are fully customizable. This is just like a demo. So if you're like, hey, I want to start with like this and this color, this format and this color, and that'll be like the start point. We'll ask you like if you have a logo. If you don't have a logo, we'll create one for you. But if you do, we want you to send it in. And any like before and after shots, so that way we can kind of build up the portfolio. We do have some stock photos we could use in the meantime. I know you said you're pretty new and you're only 21, so can't imagine there's a huge track record of photos of past work lying around, but we could have some.
I do take pictures before and after.
See, you're already planning for something like this.
I have an iPad and stuff.
Yeah. So we have you send those in, though. I'll send you the email address, assuming that you want to move forward with us.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and grab my card. Am I going to need that out of the card to give you now, or is that something I put out?
Yeah, go grab that, and then while you're getting it, though, I'll create the account because I have some stuff I got to do on my side, too.
Okay, sweet. I'll be right back.
Okay. Sent out Plant City. Okay. Save phone number. Okay. Request website. Okay.
All right.
Okay. What's your last name, Thomas?
Sikra, and it's spelled C-I-K-R-A.
Oh, that's cool. And then what's your business email address?
I do not have one. Is that something that I meant to ask you that, too. Is that something we can include in that, or?
Well, they asked you some pretty personal questions when you create a Gmail, so we definitely recommend, like, you create your own Gmail, and then we could always swap it out. I could use, like, a personal email for right now. It's more so just for us to send you your invoice receipt and your paperwork. It's not what we're going to have attached to the website, but there is, like, certain layouts that have, like, that contact us profile where it could forward to your email or it could forward to our tracking system and app. And so you have the option on that if you want it to either forward to the app or if you want to have, like, a business email where you're receiving those. But that would be the only time you really need the business email. I guess it's just verbiage. I should have just said your email address.
Okay. All right, let me. You need my. Sorry, I'm reading something real quick. Hang on 1 second.
Yeah, no worries.
Trees. Okay. So you want to just use my personal email for now?
Yeah, it's just for us to send you like the outline of the agreement in writing and an invoice receipt. So that way you could write it off as a business expense later when you do taxes.
Excellent.
Yeah, you can get it back that way too. I should have mentioned that earlier, too. It's a write-off.
Dude, everything is.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. It's good if you get, like, a business bank account, and then you could just kind of document it all right there. And then when you do your taxes at the end of the year, you could just get a printout of all your business expenses and give it to your CPA. And then, yeah.
That was the first thing I did. I wanted a business card so bad, so I already got all that set up.
Yeah, that's a godsend, and you can just go there at the end of the year and just print out everything on here, give it to your tax guy, boom, it's all documented. You don't have to, like, collect receipts all day, and, yeah, the old school way was just you collect all the receipts, so you just have, like, a drawer full of receipts somewhere.
You're going to laugh at me. That's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's outdated.
Yeah, no, my parents used to have a business, and I just saw them do that growing up. So I'm like, fuck it. That's what we're doing for now.
My dad used to do that, too. He had a tree company, and he would, like, skewer them in the kitchen. There was just, like, one big, like, skewer. I'm pretty sure it was, like, for steak or something, you know. But he would just stack receipts on it all year. It's crazy.
Flat full of them.
Yeah, it's just a big old thing full of it. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that they put, like, gyros on that thing, you know? But whatever. All right, yeah, but what's your personal email?
Thomas_Sikra, and the last name is C-I-K-R-A, @yahoo.com.
It's a cool last name. I like the way it looks.
Yeah, it does fit pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks cool.
It's a weird last name, though.
When you said C, I was like, oh, interesting, you know? And C-I-K.
Everybody cool. Goes with the S. They say circa.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said it out loud, and I put the S, and then you're like, it's C, and I was like, oh, delete. Yeah, no, it looks cool.
Everyone does it.
Yeah, that would look cool on the back of a jersey. Sikra. Okay, and then this phone number is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay, and I put down this address that I found online, but I just want to verify because they're going to send you a PIN verification letter there. It's at 8507 Back Road in Plant City, 33565.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Do you want me to hide the address online so, like, people can't get, like, turn-by-turn directions to you or anything like that?
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily want it on the website.
Okay. Or on the Google Business profile. It'll just say, like, Plant City, Florida, 33565. Like, I'll actually hide the 8507 Back Road. Okay.
Yeah, that's perfect. Plant City, 33565 is perfect. That way they know, you know, general area.
Yeah, and, like, the pin, like, on the map, the little red dot, it'll be so vague, they won't actually be able to, like, know your exact address. It'll just go to, like, the nearest cross street when I hide the address.
And if they do, you know, it's not that big of a deal, you know. Somebody could search up my name and see the last five places
I've
lived.
I would look at somebody a little weird, though. Like, hey, I wanted to talk to you about this land clearing job, like, in my front yard. I'd be like, dude, get here. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You call me, I'll go to the job and look at it, you know. It's weird.
Yeah.
All right. So I got your profile set up. How do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
Dude, run that shit 24/7.
Okay.
Because people get fucking weirded out about times to call. I don't give a shit. You call me
you can work
midnight.
It out.
I'm gonna be mad. I got woken up, but guess what, dude? We're hooking a job up.
Yeah. If it's money, I'll take it.
It's
a good mindset to have.
Fucking money.
All right. So I'll go 24 hours. If you do want to change that later, you could change it. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I'll be the account lead. I won't be the only guy you talk to, though. There's going to be an account management team. We have a specialist for each thing we're doing for you. We have a guy, like, building your website personally. You have one guy creating and hosting your Facebook page and another guy verifying your Google listing. So, but if you want something done quickly, you know, I'm the guy. You can just say, hey, can you change this or how does this work?
And you're John H?
Yes, sir. Last name's Hill. Like, so if you see stuff that's okay. Jonathan Hill, that's also me, too.
Awesome. Your parents should have named you Hank.
Oh, man, no. I do.
Hank Hill.
Yeah. All the time. Are you related? Like, no.
No, I'm not.
That guy's an idiot. All right. So I got the business profile all set for this client interview. So our client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, Thomas, but we ask for an hour window to complete them just in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. The meaning of this call is mainly just to get your website set up, go over all the services you offer, so that way we're listing you for the right keywords in the right areas. What time do you think would be best for you today?
For an interview?
Yeah.
Dude, you can call me right after you guys get done with whatever you're doing.
Okay.
Whenever
I mean,
you need to call.
The soonest available that I actually have for today, if we want to knock it out, I could do 12 to 1.
Dude, that's perfect.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have a rep circle back here with you about an hour. Local splash. They'll text you 1 hour before, just as a reminder. So they're probably going to send you a text here in like a couple minutes.
That's fine.
Okay. I'm going to send it down to them right now so that they get the heads up and then can pull the, start doing some keyword research. Okay, saved. And just to verify your email, it's thomas_sikra@yahoo.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Some people confuse underscore and dash. It drives me nuts. Oh, yeah. Here's your your logo popped up here.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, cool.
I like it.
Glad to know that pops up.
Yeah. Now we got the logo. That's good, though, because we're going to need that. And then there's also a form. I'm going to send you everything right now, actually. I just got to secure the first month's payment. How did you want to secure the first month's payment of the
$299? I'm on a credit card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, or does it also have the business name on it as well?
The credit card? It's just under my name.
Okay. Any middle initial?
I don't know if there is on that card. I know my other card there is. There probably is.
Okay. What would be the middle
initial? J.
J, okay. And then the billing address, is that the same as the street address we're sending the Google PIN verification letter?
Yes, it is.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
5178.
5178.
0595.
0595.
3927.
3927.
5744.
5744. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0728.
0728. And then 3-digit code on the back.
187.
Okay, murder. Uh-oh. All right, and then I'm going to create I'm going to walk you through a voice verification first, and then I'll create the username and password and send it over to you. So that way you can log into your tracking system. Give me 1 second. Okay. Please verify client because of pricing structure. Okay. So I got to walk you through a brief voice verification just as an added form of protection for you because of the discounted pricing structure that I put you on.
Okay.
All right. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me.
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Blade Cutters and Clear and Bros.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Thomas Sikra, owner and operator.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Thomas, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. We know everything you already have. We just don't want you to like duplicate any listings or pay for something that we're already providing for you. So if you're not sure,
right.
Double check. Okay. And then it says disclose. Okay. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Okay. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You are not binded to any kind of contract. Okay. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 17th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299. However, this is going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. I have included the site for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew every month on the 17th day, but it'll remain in this discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time, being that you are on a month-to-month campaign. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. And that's why they had me outline it, because there's so many different discounts and month to month and waiving the setup fee. Okay, so let me do this. Okay, it says, upon your initial payment confirmation, you're going to receive some welcome text messages from our company, loaded with information about what to expect as a new local Splash client. It'll also have the username and password for you to log into your account dashboard and tracking system. Okay, I think you might be receiving those now. You getting some text?
Yep, I just got it.
Okay, so there's three that'll come through. One of them will be your subscription terms. You're going to want to sign that. Another one's going to come through. It's a form for Google verification. You only have to Google verify your business one time for as long as you own it. Fill this out as much as you can. If it's asking you for some paperwork that you don't have, it's just because this is a generic form that they send to everybody where they're asking for, like, license and insurance. I know in the state of Florida, they're a little more lenient in your industry, so it's not always required to have those things. But fill it out as best as you can. If anything's missing, don't panic. At the bottom, it lets you know. Like, if we need any more information, we'll literally video call you with a representative at the Google headquarters, and we can verify you over the phone if need be.
Now, what's this $99 thing? It says domain fee $99.
Oh, that's if you want to cancel it but keep, like, the domain and stuff for the website. Like, if you say, hey, I don't want to work with you guys anymore on the first page placement, but I still want the site, we charge you $99. That's what it costs us to get the site, and then you could still do the hosting through us, or you could go to, like, GoDaddy or something and get a host for the website. That's only if you cancel it, though, and you want to keep it. Yeah, I don't think you're going to want to cancel anytime soon, but...
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's just full disclosure. Like, they document everything. Like, while you're with us, we don't charge you a penny for the site or any of the stuff that's in that platinum package. But if you discontinued our services but wanted to keep the site, then there's some charges that come into play.
I think we're all good. Let me go ahead and verify that.
Yeah, and then this, you'll keep this too. So, like, there's a hard copy that was sent to your email. So every text you get from us is also emailed to you as well.
Okay, I'm trying to
confirm signature.
Yeah,
I know. I've told them downstairs about this last week. I've had guys where they're like, it's like they changed the format of it.
They're fucking pain in the ass. They won't let me click it.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't get the stupid fucking local Splash thing to go away, and I try to zoom in on it, and it just keeps on going away.
Yeah. I know, I've been telling them about that, that our clients have been having issues, like, signing their subscription terms. They managed to figure it out after, like, 100 tries, but it's not convenient. They need to change, like, the format of it.
Oh, I see. It's got everything broke down on here. Facebook ads are $100, local bundle, it's $200.
Yep. So that way you know exactly where the money's going. And then there's also a tracking system, too. So, like, you'll be able to go in there. You'll see, like, oh, these leads came from Facebook. These leads came from Google. The Google one's cool because if they use the click-to-call feature on, like, a mobile device, there's actually recordings in there. So you can, like, hear yourself, like, answer these guys, set an appointment with them, tell them. Yeah.
So if you sound like an idiot on a phone call, you're like, wow, don't do that again.
Well, it's good learning tool, though, for the business owners, too, you know? That's how they learn how to, like, answer the phone. Like, they hear themselves, and they're like, man, I really sound like that? Like, I should be saying, like, thank you for calling Blade Cutters and Cleaning Bros. How can I help you, you know, or Clearing Bros?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Dude, I cannot accept this thing. It is not working worth a shit.
Uh-oh.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Send it. Nope, that probably won't work either.
It is in your email, though, already, too. So if you want to go to, like, the email version on the PC, you can definitely do that.
That's what I'm fixing to do. Give me just a second.
Yeah. Take your time with it. We're actually done with the initial setup process. I actually just got to notate the crap out of this account and then send it downstairs for them to prepare for your client interview. And we're actually going to circle back with you here in, like, less than an hour to knock out that client interview. So if you want to work
on
that.
You don't
want to
be on the phone with me anymore?
I don't want to just sit on the phone, no. the only time
I don't blame
get...
you, man. Go make some more money.
No. The only time I get a breather is when I actually get to set up an account like this, and then I don't have to, like, talk. I can just type. But I haven't had a copy yet.
No, talk your freaking ear off.
No, it's fine. It's 8 o'clock here. We usually work 7 to 4. So I just got in, like, you're our third guy on the list. So I'm literally like, I need to get a coffee too.
I hear ya. All
right. So I'll let you work on that. You have my direct number and extension. We also have 24/7 customer service. So if something pops up where you really need help, like, don't hesitate to call in. But I'll let you work on that, and then we'll circle back with you here at the top of the hour to knock out your client interview.
Okay, good deal. Sounds good.
All right, Thomas. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. See you.
All right, bye.